I'm really honored and really, so then I get emotional, humbled about this. Because, you know, there's so many women that, I mean, look at all the women that are being inducted this year and all the other women. And it's just amazing to be a part of it, you know, to have both Mary Pete and myself from Bethel, Alaska and the Kuskokwim, Yukon region to be here. I'm a little nervous.
Well, the Kuskokwim Yukon region is well represented this year, too.
Yeah.
Yourself, and you were noted for the gym and the resource, but that doesn't even touch all the things that Bev Hoffman's been involved in over the years.
One of the things that I talk about for myself, and I'll talk about it tonight, is finding, facing your fears and finding your voice. And as I've gotten older and passionate about healthy communities and making sure people are active, I'm passionate about fisheries, I'm passionate about climate change and taking care of our rivers and our lands. And you have to find your voice and you have to speak out and advocate for good things and protecting. Some people have a bigger voice. Some people have a smaller voice. Some people like me are a little bit noisier. And so to advocate for, you know, healthy infrastructures, I always tell people, you can build jails, you can build shelters, you can build treatment centers, you can build all of that. But you also need to build things for people to do. For, you know, there's a lot of good people that live in our community, in our region, that are doing wonderful things and support a lot of what I am advocating, whether it be fisheries, no gold mine on a salmon spawning river, and the pool. You know, there's voices that say nay, but I think I speak for the voices that say yay.
Well, a longtime friend of yours, Mary Pete, isn't here to receive her award, but certainly she has done not just a lot for the region, but for the state.
Yeah.
And internationally. I mean, she sat there arguing with Canadians about
salmon. Yeah, that Arctic Research Council that Obama appointed her twice. I first got to really know Mary when I was with the fisheries, Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. And she was our subsistence department with the Fish and Game in Bethel. And then she went on under Noel's leadership to be in Juneau representing all things fish as the commissioner. And you know, so she just was an amazing, amazing woman and so deserving. And I'm really honored to be here at the same year that she was inducted. She was quiet, like I am noisy, and a beautiful voice for our region and language and culture and education and fisheries and environment. And I'm just sad that she's not here with us, but her spirit is.
Well, congratulations to you and Mary Pete.
Guiana.